Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Racing.nz update. Your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz. Racing's biggest fan.
And the biggest fan this morning, courtesy of Love Racing, is, of course, Michael Guerin. And for want of a better phrase, Michael, I do not want to flog a dead horse. But we spoke to you about Ellerslie. You were relatively confident that they'd put the work in, and it did not come to fruition. Bad weather on the day didn't help. In fact, they called racing off at Randwick as well over the weekend. But it is not what we want to see, and there have been repercussions already in terms of transferring a meeting or two.
Yeah, they have, Smithy. Good morning to you, big hi to all your listeners. So this is last Saturday at Ellerslie, where they have had a roller coaster start with their new Strathair track. Three times now it's produced a slippery surface and or horses have slipped. Whether that's the horse's fault or the surface's fault last Saturday depends on who you ask. But still not good enough. Jockey and horse safety is most important. So the rain last Saturday didn't help. The track had trialled well the previous Monday, but it's like a footy field or a cricket pitch. If it's not good enough and everybody's not happy, then it's not good enough. So what happens to Ellerslie now is they start the renovation work on it. And as best I can describe it to people without getting into the minutiae of thatching and grass and tracks and how it all works and root structures, is they reckon they need to break the track up more. When the track breaks up, part of it dies, creates organic matter, which basically is a natural substance, and therefore the more you do that, the more organic matter in the track and the more natural the surface is, and the better horses can get their toe into it. That is very much paraphrasing what I've been told in hours of conversation since this happened on Saturday. So, look, there's no blame to be had. The track was put in by the Strathair experts. They've been consulted all the way along. We haven't been lucky with things like Karakamillion having rain on the day, and we haven't been lucky with the downpour in Auckland last week. But the week before, a meeting was cancelled after good conditions. So what they've done is they've pulled stumps. They said the only other meeting we had this autumn was May 25. Let's take that to Pukekohe. Let's take the stress off everybody, give this track time to mature, give us time to learn how to work it and prep it, and we'll start again in the new season. Now, Smithy, with something like this, eventually you get frustrated and you get sick of talking about it. But the only people I can trust on a track are the jockeys, because they're the ones who ride on it. No different to if a pitch was garbage in cricket. You've got to trust the batters and the bowlers. They're the only people who genuinely know whether it's good enough, and how comfortable they feel with it is ultimately what matters. Because racing is one of the few sports in the world where people, sadly, if something goes wrong, can get badly hurt or actually killed. There's not many where that can actually happen to you. So it's important to listen to the jockeys. I spoke to a lot of senior jockeys on Saturday, on Sunday, and on Monday, and they are all adamant the track's going to be fine. They said it just needs time, and they need to learn how to prep it. So I'm not going to second-guess them and say they're wrong, Smithy. I know we live in an age where if I went apoplectic now and called everybody useless and incompetent, then we could put it up on social media and it would get lots of clicks, and we could all think we were cool. But that's not what I do. You know, so it would be a very easy thing to pay out on. I don't know enough about tracks. I trust the jockeys who tell me it will be fine. And Ellerslie weren't going to can that meeting on the 25th and move it to Pookie on Monday morning. They decided to do that on Monday afternoon. I think it's the right move, only because when in doubt, leave it out. And in this case, they can move on to the meeting on the 25th and they won't have the shadow of this track hanging over it. And it gives them maybe 4 or 5 months to get it right. So that's my best and most honest synopsis for everybody listening. As I said, I could boost my Twitter account by teeing off and telling everybody what a genius I am and how they're stupid. But that's a part of the media I think is bullshit, personally. So that's why I'm not doing it. I'm just giving people facts and they can react with it.
Good stuff, mate. Appreciate it. Let's hope they have better luck, and I'm pretty confident they will with the South Australian weather. Adelaide's pretty cool most times of the year, and Morphettville will be the centre of attention this weekend.
Yeah, so very rare to have New Zealand horses racing in Morphettville. Last week we had one in Perth, which is even rarer. So we've got horses from New Zealand travelling all over the place at the moment, Smithy. A, because the money's so good. There's $1 million races, actually two of them, in Adelaide this Saturday. And we've got three horses, or two and a half horses in the Oaks. One of them's been transferred to Gay Waterhouse, Pocatutinus, who won the New Zealand Oaks, and I'm glad I said that right. So three of them go to the Oaks, and then a horse for a young lady called Sam Minot, who was once on the verge of representing New Zealand at show jumping and equestrian riding. She's only 27, and she's got a really cool stable down in Cambridge, and she's taking a horse called On Wonderful tonight to a $1 million race called the Sangster, where Skew whiffs in too. So usually around this time of the year, Smithy, people start going, oh, well, most of the big stuff's gone. You know, it doesn't matter too much what happens in Australia for the next 6 months or 3 months or however long you want to say. It matters now because we've got these horses going to Adelaide. It'll be huge for them this weekend. And then we're going to head into the Brisbane Carnival quickly after that with Molly Bloom. So it almost feels something like the racing season gets longer and longer and longer. But I prefer that to winter galloping, trudging around in the mud, which we're not going to see as much of this year because we have the synthetic track. So I think, Smithy, the bad old days of winter racing are going to be lessened because we have so much more Australian interest into their winter carnivals, plus we have the synthetic tracks we can play on through the winter here. So those days, Smithy, of you and I looking at Trentham and horses knee-deep in mud and going around 25 seconds in standard times, I think we're going to see a lot less of that heading forward, and I think that's probably pretty good for the game.
Look forward to it. Mick, as I look forward to talking to you again on Friday after an Anzac Day racing day at Otaki. So all the best, mate, and we'll catch up in about 48 hours' time. Thank you.
Look forward to it, brother.